This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The president will have a big press conference today. Joe Biden will try to explain how his first year in office was anything but a disaster, but I think everybody thinks it is. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner facing impeachment. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Great to have you with us this morning on this hump day. We are happy to be getting through the week. We might be getting some snow Friday night and Saturday. We'll tell you about that as the show progresses today. And I'll tell you a little bit more, too, as time goes on, what we can expect maybe today from Biden's press conference. Will he be having reporters? Will he call on them because he knows exactly what they're going to ask him? Probably. I think that's a safe bet, I would think. And they have some data out now on just how many children have actually fallen victim to COVID in terms of deaths. The numbers are not surprising. They're also very optimistic as well. I'll give you some of that in addition to all the other information of the day. Today, it's going to be a jam-packed show. I can tell you that. And Ted Nugent speaking out in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But first, let's say good morning to Dawn and check in. Hello, Dawn. Good morning.
Hello and good morning. Zeoli Show News Live this morning, sponsored by Exergen. Accuracy matters. We are at 36 degrees right now, but a big warm-up is on the way. I'll have that in just a moment. Impeach 26. That's the request from a Pennsylvania senator who wants to impeach Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner, who, of course, is beginning a second four-year term. This is Senator Jake Corman, who blames Krasner's failed policies, he says, for the rise, huge rise, in violent crimes and killings in Philadelphia, citing horrible crime stats. 562 homicides in Philadelphia in 2021, the most ever in a year. And all told, he says, 2,313 people killed or injured by gun violence in the city. So far in 2022, on this 19th day of January, at least 91 people have been shot and more than 30 homicides. In fact, since Corman gave that recommendation to begin the impeachment proceedings, we've had at least one other homicide, if not more, shootings across the city. So Krasner's office releasing a statement. They say Senator Jake Corman's move is a stunt by a politician who's campaigning for the 2022 Republican primary for governor. By the way, this morning, Philadelphia police, yes, say they are investigating yet another homicide of a victim inside a shop. We also have the United States Postal Service announcing a day earlier that you can sign up for those free COVID-19 tests from the U.S. government. That launch happened a day early. Yes. So we have so much going on this morning, as well as the NBC 10 first alert forecast. So we're looking at 33 degrees, a little cooler than actually we've cooled down a little bit, but we're going to warm up to 50 degrees today, 50 with the sun coming out. Get that vitamin D. Tomorrow, however, a 97% chance in the early morning hours, especially, that we may see as much as 2 inches of snow. Then we rise to 38 degrees for the day's high for your Thursday. Friday, 26 degrees, the chilliest day with wind chills making it feel much colder. And then the low on Friday, 16 degrees. So that low is duly noted. For the weekend, it looks like 31 on Saturday with sunshine and 37 for your Sunday. So we're watching that snow moving in on Thursday. And yes, Exergen, accuracy matters. Exergen says it agrees with a just released study by the FDA confirming non-contact thermometers are not accurate and that their labels contain false info. Be sure, be accurate with Exergen thermometers, backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more, Exergen.com. This is Cioli Show News Live.
Thank you, Dawn. Appreciate it. Did you sign up to get your free COVID test yet?
Yes.
Might as well. It's your tax dollars. You might as well get something for it. If you're going to resell them on eBay, you might as well get them.
I paid for it. But you can only sign up. So it's one. It's four. You get a pack of four, but it's per household. Right.
Yeah, so what if you have more than four people in your household?
Exactly. So if you have a, let's say you have a big family. So if you're a husband and wife, let's say, then you can't get two. You can't each apply because it's per address.
Per address.
Yeah.
What if you have got a bunch of people living in your home the government doesn't know about and they're paying you rent?
Oh.
Like in my case. No. But what if you have, what if you've got like five or six kids? I mean, my friend, she's got eight kids. What do you do then?
Yeah, I don't.
Like she and her husband and then, you know, eight kids. That's 10 tests right there.
Right. So. Well, and how do you prove? Yeah. How do you prove the household? I guess you could put apartment A, apartment B.
Sounds to me like it's big family discrimination from the Biden administration. That's what it sounds like. Big family discrimination. Just saying. And how do you get the masks, too? They said they're going to... I think those you have to go to a pharmacy to get, the N95 masks. They're releasing them from the Strategic Reserve. It's amazing we have to get them from the Strategic Reserve, but there you go. You can only get FDA-approved over-the-counter tests only. If you want to get reimbursed from your insurance company, they have to be FDA-approved or FDA emergency use authorization. They will reimburse you up to $12 a test, and you can get up to 8 tests a month per person for reimbursement. That's a lot of freaking tests. But you got to wait till you can't. Anything before January 15th, just throw the receipt out because they won't reimburse it. So there you go.
Yeah, but here's the problem I have with it. Everybody who I know has Omicron, it's like mild. But the thing is, they're saying 3 days before you realize or you even test positive, you had it and you were contagious. So by the time you test... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You could have had it for like 3 to 4 days.
Exactly.
And so now you're going to have to, like, 5 days you're quarantining. I don't know. It just seems like it's a little too late.
It is a little too late. It is a little too late, actually. But, you know, what are you going to do? I mean,
I know.
It's okay. The good news is that they did some data on children. Children make up less than 0.1% of all COVID deaths since the start of the pandemic in 2020, despite making up 20% of the population. Data from the CDC shows that children make up less than 0.1% of COVID deaths. Children of the age of 5 only make up 259 out of the 852,000 deaths the United States has recorded. 259 out of 852,000. A study from October during the Delta COVID wave shows that half of the children who are infected have an asymptomatic case. The World Health Organization chief scientist said Tuesday that that children likely do not need booster shots since they face little risk from the virus. Children are extremely unlikely to die from COVID-19. According to data from the CDC, the agency's data shows that around 8.3 million children have contracted COVID and 841 have died since the pandemic began. This means that children make up around 12% of cases and less than 0.1% of deaths in the U.S. And obviously, of those 841, each one is very, very tragic and sad, but there were underlying conditions that had to go along with those children, unfortunately. Children of the age of 5 are especially unlikely to die, with 259 deaths being reported among the population. It makes up 6% of Americans. So in terms of the whole population, children under age 5 are 6% of the population. And of that, of all the deaths of COVID, only 259 have been children under 5. It has long been known that children do not suffer from COVID as badly as adults do. Previous studies have found that around half of cases among children are asymptomatic. So I guess you have to ask the question, why do my kids have to wear a mask then in school? But hey, you know, there you go.
Can I ask you a question?
You can ask whatever you want.
So I have a relative, 3 kids, 7 and under, like 7, 5, and 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Philadelphia right now. So all the kids, they've all tested positive. They've had it. It was like a little cold. But now she's going to the effort of getting the PCR to prove they had it because they're all vaccinated. Like she and her husband are vaccinated, but she says they're going to make the kids next school year be vaccinated.
Right.
And they're nervous about that. And so look at Philadelphia. Philadelphia says if you go to a restaurant right now with a child who's 5 and above, they must be vaccinated if they're 5.5 and 3 months. And so a lot of parents are telling me they're worried that even though they've had it, that they're going to start next year, if they're five and above, they must be vaccinated for school.
Mm-hmm. Well, they shouldn't. I mean, they shouldn't do these mandates. It's ridiculous. I mean, the vaccine mandates are ridiculous. And also, too, I mean, you know, considering that Philadelphia will not even allow people with negative tests to come into restaurants, which is so stupid because they're safer than somebody who's vaccinated. Because think about it. I mean, somebody, if you can prove somebody's COVID negative, I'd rather be around that person than a vaccinated person, because the vaccinated person could be asymptomatic and have COVID and give me COVID. So, but I can't even, you can't even go into a restaurant with a negative COVID test. The city of Philadelphia will not allow that. Not for you, not for your kids, nothing. How idiotic is that? Think, how idiotic is that, knowing that people can spread it even if they're vaccinated?
Right.
So somebody comes to the door, they go, hey, I'm not vaccinated, but I have a negative COVID test. I'm negative. They go, nope, sorry, you can't come in. Somebody walks right next to them. Here's my vaccine card. Walks in, spreads COVID to everybody in the restaurant. See how stupid that is?
Yes.
Idiotic. It makes no sense. This is one of those classic examples of a public health policy that makes 0.0 sense. The unvaccinated person with the negative COVID test is safer for other people to be around than the vaccinated person who has not taken a COVID test. Now, and then of course, you know, if the unvaccinated person who's negative goes in there, it's very likely they may get it from one of the vaccinated people who's not been tested. That's the irony of the whole thing. But Philadelphia doesn't care. They don't care. So what's going to happen is, to your point, is that people are just going to stop going out to eat with their kids.
Right.
And their family, because stop. Buddy of mine called me up last week. He goes, let's go have lunch. I'll come to Jersey. I don't want to deal with the, I'm vaccinated, but I don't want to deal with the mandates. I don't want to show my card. I don't even know where it is. I'm just going to drive to Jersey. I'll have lunch with you. I said, okay, great. I get it. I understand. Doesn't want to deal with it. So you're going to have more and more of that too. People just cross the bridge. Why not?
On the other side, they have counterfeit, because COVID card, if you have a fake ID and then you have a COVID card that says you're 21, they're having a problem. You know what I mean? With teenagers who have a fake ID because they want to use the COVID card to drink.
Yeah.
But then it's like a federal offense.
Good. Break the law. Look at that. No, I mean, you're obviously, every time there's going to be something like that, you're going to have a black market for that. Yeah. No doubt. And soon it'll be something, I guarantee you, at some point they'll have something on your license about it or some stupid thing like that. Or,
I bet you're right.
You know, they'll put something on there at some sort of weird scan or a, you know, they've talked about having these chips in some countries where they embed a little chip under your skin where they can scan the chip at a restaurant or something to see if you're vaccinated. But they abandoned that idea because now they're realizing, well, but it may not know if you've got a booster. We don't know if we can update it. And you'd have to be a nut job to put something like that in your body anyway, like a chip or something like that. Any crazy person would do that. But that's what they were talking about doing, I think, in New Zealand, if I'm not mistaken, which is like the epicenter of crazy when it comes to COVID policy. Oh, really? I mean, I'd rather put a freaking kangaroo under my skin than a chip that the government can track me. You crazy?
Although my dog has one. It's a good idea for your dog.
They used to do it for kids. I don't know if they still do it for kids anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like a low jack for your kid. I'm sure your boys have them, don't they?
No.
I don't believe that. You
never
got them the kidnap chip?
No.
It was a little chip you could put in the kids, and then if they got kidnapped, they were able to like scan them like if it was a stolen car.
I have a friend who did put one of those trackers. She sewed it into her son's, into his jacket, so that she can track him. I probably shouldn't say this because...
It's your son. You
no,
friend.
Not
mine. I have a friend,
mine.
In air quotes. Give me a break. I have a friend. Her name is Fawn. She did that to her son, Danny and Miguel. Yeah, right. Your boys totally have trackers on them. Don't, come on.
Well, they do. It's called an iPhone. And it's called, if you turn that iPhone off, you lose it.
Yeah, but the pedophile can just throw the iPhone into the woods.
Oh, my God. Why do you even say stuff like that to me?
but he can't cut out the tracker under the skin. He won't know where it is.
Well, it could be in the shoe.
Yeah, let's take the shoes off. Know. Throw the shoes in the woods too. You know, just saying, you got to do the under the skin tracker for the kids. I'm not, but anyway. No, that's just creepy. If you ask me, that's just creepy. And you're asking for side effects with that. You know, I mean, some sort of something like that has a battery or something under your skin.
Oh, you're right.
What could possibly go wrong, right? Tumors. You're just asking for a tumor. All right. Well, that's the good news, though, about kids and COVID. And so I guess the question, of course, is why on earth would we have mask mandates? Governor Glenn Youngkin, the new governor of Virginia, now says you can't have mask mandates in Virginia. Several districts in his state are pushing back. And he says, no, we're not going to let you do this. We're not going to have mandates. If parents want to do it, let them do it. We're not going to mandate this stuff. And there is no reason to. Unfortunately, though, in New Jersey yesterday, King Philip the Unaccountable was inaugurated for a second term. He, of course, is requiring this in the state of New Jersey, even though there is no reason for children to be masked up. And as I've been said for a long, been saying for a long time, the kids will be in school, they will wear a mask, they'll come home, they'll have a play date with their friends, and there'll be no masks at the play date, nor should there be, by the way. But it just shows you how silly all of it is. A lot of people, though, are going back to work, which is a great sign. I told you about the latte study that they did in New York City, where they were looking at the latte sales in Wall Street are not soaring, but they're going up again, which is a sign that more people are coming back to the office. There's certain metrics that they use. They track coffee sales as one of those ways to figure it out. Now, let's say your job is to figure out how to bring people back to the office safely. Cold and flu season. We know this stuff's never going to go away. So this is a long-term proposition you got to think about long term. How do I this year, next winter, year after that, make sure I can always have a safe workplace where we can have maximize our productivity and make sure people can stay in the office? Well, that continues to be a top priority, and my friends at Think Furniture will help you find the right solution for your office. Maybe you need air purifiers. Maybe it's hand sanitation stations. Maybe it's antimicrobial furniture. They have these amazing protective screens where you can actually conduct business around a safety of a screen. It's really amazing, cutting-edge stuff. Made in the USA. Their furniture, which I love too, made in the USA. And Think Furniture will offer their expert advice on what's trending for office furniture and supplies right now and help you design custom solutions for your office. It's a beautiful thing. Their local company, the owner's a friend. He's a listener listening right now. And Think Furniture is offering you a special discount on all online purchases. You're also going to get free shipping. Just enter my name, Zioli, at checkout, or mention me when you call for this exclusive discount. Use my name, Zioli, Z-E-O-L-I, and get an exclusive discount and free shipping. Think Furniture will customize solutions for you, for your office, make sure everybody's safe, everybody's comfortable, and everybody's productive, too. Ignore the big box stores. Go with a local company that will help design the solutions for you. That's T-H-I-N-C. T-H-I-N-C, thinkfurniture.com, T-H-I-N-C, furniture.com. Think Furniture, a smarter way to buy office furniture.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast.
A press conference later today. I'll tell you what he's going to say. And it's 1 year in office, if you can believe it. 1 year. Hard to believe, I know. But it's been not a very good year, to say the least. So I'll give you some preview of that. Here's another question, too. What is Russia? What is Putin planning to do here? He's playing around Ukraine. Europe is on edge. The world is on edge right now. And clearly what you can tell is people don't fear Joe Biden, so they're not afraid to mess with him, whether it's China, North Korea, or Russia. That is pretty obvious what's happening right now. One thing is very clear, and that is that this year has been a wake-up call for a lot of Americans about where their political loyalties lie, which is why yesterday I shared with you Gallup has noticed now this trend, this change, 14-point swing from Democrat to Republican and how people identify. And I'm telling you that number's higher. People just don't want to talk about it. They don't want to acknowledge it. They don't want to admit it because, you know, I mean, you know how people can be. And they'll yell at you, they'll mock you, they'll belittle you, they'll cause you problems at work, they'll come after you. So for a lot of people, they just zip it. But I think what's obvious, though, is that people are feeling this. They're feeling this in a big, big way. And so that's what you're, you know, that's what you're seeing and that's what you're feeling right now. Democrats are nervous, and they should be nervous, because this is a really, really bad time to be a Democrat as they're looking at re-election right now. So what I can tell you is things are going to be pretty bad for Joe Biden for quite some time. They really will. They'll be bad. It's going to be a wake-up call if you're somebody who's looking to come out on the record about policies, except if you're on the far left. I mean, if you're in a safe blue city or a safe blue state, you know, you're going to double down on these policies. But Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin are not the only ones who feel the way they feel. They're just the ones who are vocal about it. There are a lot of other Democrats right now taking a sigh of relief. They don't have to put themselves in the same position because, you know, they're cowards and they don't have to speak up like those two do. But a lot of Democrats are feeling that. But, you know, listen, if you're a safe Democrat like Bernie Sanders, you're going to come after them. If you've got a safe blue seat like an AOC or somebody like that, well, you know, you're going to come out and push through these policies. But it's very obvious the American people are rejecting them in a big, big way. 855-839-1210. We have an hour of nonstop talk for you straight ahead. Don't go away.
Now, 60 minutes of nonstop talk on the Rich Zeoli podcast.
All right. So the question, of course, today is whether or not there'll be any craziness with Putin in Russia and Ukraine, Joe Biden's one-year press conference. And Ted Nugent says, you know what? It's just rude. It's just rude you people are not letting me into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I completely agree. Good morning. Welcome back. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210. A little bit later in the show, I'll be joined by our buddy Matt Rooney, of course, a host right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the founder of Save Jersey. Matt will talk about Phil Murphy's inaugural yesterday, his second inauguration, done under strict COVID protocols. Very, very strict COVID protocols. So a couple things, first of all. You know, the amazing thing about everything that's going on in our world in which we live right now is that you and I turn around every day, there's something crazy that's in the news. I mean, every single day there's something crazy that is going on. And I think to myself sometimes, I say, self, you know, is it going to get any worse, politically speaking? I mean, the division and everything like that. It may, because I think what people are realizing right now is that there is, in this country, a sense of panic going on among the Democrat Party right now. There really is a sense of panic. The impeachment effort against Larry Krasner yesterday, which was launched by Jay Corman, who's running for governor of Pennsylvania. Now, I mean, obviously, like everything, it's political. Everything's political. But, you know, the point that he's making about how Larry Krasner had a job to do and that he's failing at that job and deliberately so. You know, he's deliberately not doing his job as being a prosecutor in Philadelphia because he's not prosecuting criminals. Therefore, he should be impeached and removed from office. I mean, listen, it's not a crazy point that he's making. And I think a lot of people agree with it. And Krasner's going to fire back and go, oh, he's just being political. Well, yeah, but boo figgity who. I mean, yeah, this is politics. This is a political game that we're playing here. And you know what you didn't see yesterday was you didn't see a lot of Democrats coming out and defending Larry Krasner. That's what I noticed. I noticed that yesterday. I mean, here you've got these great two big statewide races, three, really, with lieutenant governor heating up across Pennsylvania. Governor, U.S. Senate, lieutenant governor. You had all these candidates in the race, spending a lot of money, feeling very, very good. There's a story on Good Morning America right now as we speak. Violent crime spike, deadly attacks in major U.S. cities raise concerns. Major U.S. cities are feeling it everywhere across the country right now. In blue cities, there is a crime spike. There's people getting pushed in front of the subways because, I mean, it's tragic situations because crazy people are back on the streets walking around right now. You've got three carjackings in Philadelphia just yesterday. One of the guys shot and killed the would-be carjacker. But, I mean, this is a daily occurrence in the city of Philadelphia now with carjackings. There are people that don't want to come into the city. And guys like Krasner are the problem. They are the problem because they're not tough on crime. And, you know, when you've got Good Morning America reporting on it, and their morning show and everything's supposed to be happy and yucks and, you know, how to make muffins and everything like this, it's because they can't ignore it anymore. These deadly attacks that are happening, innocent victims are being taken, young people and people of all ages and stripes, and I mean, it's sad. So the effort to get rid of Krasner, what I noticed about it is whether or not it succeeds or not, I didn't hear Democrats coming out and going, you know what, Larry Krasner's great. He's doing a great job as district attorney of Philadelphia. Pick your city. New York, the new district attorney over there, he actually had to hire a PR firm to help him spin because he came out there and said, you know, we're not going to arrest people for low-level offenses. And people turned around and said, you're what? I'm sorry, what now? He's like, yeah, but it's low-level offenses, including armed robbery. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to prosecute people. So just let him go. Catch and release, basically, like a fish. And people said, hey, that's insane. That's insane. And so he realized that he came out and said stupid things. And then he's hiring a crisis communications person to help him deal with what he's been saying. Bill de Blasio is so unpopular, he just announced he will not be running for governor. Mayor of New York City, former mayor of New York City, so hated, despised by the people of the biggest city in the state. He has no chance of becoming governor of New York, which is why he just announced that he's not running. Dropping out of the race because they hate him. And you know why they hate him? Because he turned that city into an absolute, like an escape from New York hellhole. He did. There's crime everywhere. Times Square, brazen attacks in the middle of the day in Times Square, which is once a tourist mecca. Crazy people back on the subways, pushing people in front of trains and killing them. It's awful. And the voters have said enough is enough. And you know, what we don't talk about enough is the impact this is going to have on Democrats in the midterm elections. And I think it's going to be huge. People want safe communities. Democrats, Republicans, I don't care if you're white, you're black, you're Asian, you're brown, you're Native, whatever all the terms are, you want a safe community. You do. Now, if you're some, you know, smarmy little person living in one of these woke cities and you think this is a big social experiment you're living by, you may say that out loud, but deep down you lock your car at night, you lock your house, you lock your apartment. Because while you may think these are victims, the criminals are the victims of capitalism and blah, 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 you still want to protect yourself. And so the effort by Jay Corman in the Senate of Pennsylvania to suggest to the legislature, the assembly, hey, you know what? You really should impeach him, get rid of him. And I think you'll have the votes to remove him from office in the Senate. It's a big deal. But bigger even than that is the fact that there was crickets from Democrats defending him. Crickets. They don't want to be associated with the guy. They don't want to be associated with the guy. I will never understand how Philadelphia can reelect that guy as district attorney, knowing what's happening to the city. But I can only tell you that there's too many people that are woke and too many people that think that have the same mentality, the criminals are the victims, or that people who are mentally ill, instead of being put into treatment, they should be allowed to, you know, roam free on the streets, even though they wind up hurting people. And that's what we just saw in New York City with a man who shoved a young woman in front of a train. Terrible stuff. Terrible stuff happening. And what I'm telling you right now is that, you know, if you're somebody running as a Democrat, how do you justify what your party is allowing right now? You ask the White House, they go, hey, Jen Psaki, what do you think about crime? What does Biden think? And she'll, okay, well, he doesn't support defunding the police. Okay, well, how about coming out and condemning all these woke prosecutors and saying they need to be tough on crime? Use the bully pulpit. Say they need to start prosecuting people. I saw a woman this morning. She was on TV, one of the local stations, and she was saying that what she's related to a victim of crime in Philadelphia. She said, you know what we're not talking enough about? How there's going to be a lot of retaliatory attacks in Philadelphia. That's about to happen, too, where criminals have killed other, are going to start going after other criminals. And that's going to start spiking, too. So we've seen some of the worst crime, and it's happening all across the country right now. It's happening in every major city in the United States of America, except for the ones in Florida and Texas. But even some of those places in Texas where it's very, very woke, you know, you've got problems on the horizon. I think that you can see clearly what's happening right now. Now, I was also thinking about this, too. I was thinking about, you know, if you look at one of the crazy policies that's happening in our country right now is immigration, which I also think is going to be a huge issue in the Pennsylvania Senate race. We had the story about those flights that were landing outside of Allentown, and they were bringing in migrants, and they were landing them in the middle of the night, cover of night. And we saw that happen in places in New York and happening in Pennsylvania as well. Well, this one Republican from Texas, Lance Gooden, did an inquiry about illegal migrants flying across the country. And the TSA administrator explained that certain Department of Homeland Security documents might be considered acceptable forms of alternate identification of non-citizens. Because, you know, for a lot of people, when you've got migrants flying, how are they getting on these flights without proper identification? Are they crossing the border illegally? They're here. And now what are they using? Do you know what they're using? You in the I can't believe that I'm actually saying this, you can't make it up category, you know what they're using? According to the head of the TSA, what they're using are things like, ready, quote, a warrant for arrest of an alien, and a warrant of removal and deportation. That's right. What certain illegal migrants are using when they get to the airport to be able to get on a flight is my arrest. Hey, here's my arrest warrant. Look, it's me. Does this count as documentation? The TSA says yes. Here's my my warrant of removal deportation. Does that count for me to get on the plane? Why, sure it does. Please take your shoes off and proceed down the line. TSA's response confirms the Biden administration is knowingly putting our national security at risk. Unknown and unvetted immigrants shouldn't even be in the country, much less flying without proper identification. But they have the identification. They have the identification of their arrest warrants. What policies and procedures are in place to identify and screen non-U.S. Canadian citizens who do not have documents issued by the U.S. government or passports? TSA has a policy to accept additional forms of identification when a traveler does not have ID that is included on TSA's acceptable forms of ID list. If an individual does not have acceptable ID, TSA requires two additional forms of ID that have the individual's name, with preference given to government-issued ID. One of the two forms must have the individual's name and identifying information such as a photo, address, phone number, social security number, or date of birth. These individuals receive additional screening as described in the TSA's checkpoint and specialized screening standard operating procedure. Additionally, in coordination with Department of Homeland Security counterparts, TSA has established a process where it will accept certain Department of Homeland Security issued forms for non-citizens and non-U.S. nationals who do not otherwise have acceptable forms of ID at checkpoints. If a non-U.S. citizen presents one of these forms, a TSA travel document checker will look at the Department of Homeland Security issued document for an alien identification number and validate the document in one of two ways. Now, if they don't have an alien identification number, for example, they'll use something else, like an official document, which may include, for example, an arrest warrant, or a deportation warrant, or something like that. Please list each document. DHS issued forms that TSA may accept at the checkpoint include the following. ICE form I-200, warrant for arrest of an alien. ICE form I-205, warrant for removal / deportation. ICE form I-220A, order of release on recognizance. ICE form I-220B, order of supervision. DHS form I-862, notice to appear. Customs and Border Protection form I-94, arrival and departure form. DHS form I-385, alien booking record. Any of those forms of identification will be allowed at a checkpoint at TSA. I know. You can't make it up. You really can't. You can try, but you just can't. This is the big story of the day today, the crime in America, the impeachment of Larry Krasner, brought to you by DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo doesn't care what makes you you. DuckDuckGo is just about protecting what makes you you. And that's why DuckDuckGo is the choice for people that want privacy online. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo is privacy simplified. 855-839-1210 is the number if you'd like to weigh in today. 855-839-1210. You know what? I saw my buddy the other day, Dr. Mike Veneria. I had a cleaning a couple weeks ago. And I said to him while I was there, I go, Doc, you know what? I've been snoring a lot lately. What can I do? And he said, well, I got this snore guard we'll have ordered for you. Whole experience was great, as it always is. Every time I've gone to see Dr. Mike Veneria, my kids have gone. Every time we go see him, we have a great experience. That's the beauty of Dr. Mike's office. You know, for 9 years in a row, he's been voted top dentist in South Jersey. So what do you need? Do you need pediatric dental care for your kids, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, pain-free root canal treatment? Whatever it is, you're going to find it with Dr. Mike Veneria. He's an award-winning guy, award-winning dentist with a great guy, too, and a great office. And I love the fact, too, that there's beautiful music playing, really nice people, take great care of you. Locations are right over the bridge in Cinnaminston in Woodbury, New Jersey. Schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. And don't worry about, don't let any health concerns put you off. His office is state-of-the-art hygiene. They use reverse osmosis of the airflow. They sanitize the air. Everything is great. You're going to be nice and secure and taken care of. Of course, everybody's with the state-of-the-art medical masks. You'll be in good hands. Pain-free root canal treatment, general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, pain-free root canal, dental implants, you name it, he does it. Mom is the only discovered him. My whole family goes. And you will love the experience at Dr. Mike Veneria's office, VeneriaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, 856-786-2020, or VeneriaDental.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, that time of the show, Wednesday hump day, I ask this question to Greg Stockard, executive producer.
What's on the cut sheet?
Hump day. Right. You know it.
What's on the cut sheet this morning, this Wednesday morning, is sponsored by United Tire. We all want someone to talk straight with us, especially the person we trust to service our car. That's exactly what you get at all 12 locally owned and operated United Tire and service locations. Need a new tire and oil change? United Tire has it all. Visit unitedtire.com to schedule your next service. Don't drive alone. Drive United. UnitedTire.com. I've used the one in Willow Grove. They're great people there. Let's start off this morning, Rich, with a little cheer from the press secretary, Jen Psaki.
Well, I think as I noted a few minutes ago, we believe we're now at a stage where Russia could at any point launch an attack on Ukraine. I would say that's more stark than we have been.
There we go.
There we go. Look World- at that.
So cool. Pandemic, war.
I can't wait. You know, we haven't had a good war in a while. I'm excited. Maybe we'll get some shirts made up. Oh, right? Fantastic.
I can't. Let's ease into this What's on the Cut Sheet with a little late night laughs, shall we, Rich?
Let's do it.
Stephen Colbert had on for his guest comedian Elizabeth Warren.
Comedian Elizabeth Warren, yes. She kills.
Kills.
She'll be at Parks with us Thursday night.
Oh, big
yes,
surprise.
Joe Conklin, Joe Matarese, Dawn, me, and America's mother-in-law all together. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Big surprise guest, Elizabeth Warren, Parks Casino. By the way, another sold-out Rich Zioli event. I just would like to
Woo-hoo.
Say that.
It's all because of Dawn. It's not me. It's all Dawn.
Not true.
All the creeps.
Hey, stop.
Where's Dawn? Hey.
For those of you who are new to the program, we do these things called late night laughs, where we take late night shows, usually Stephen Colbert, because he's the top offender of this, and we turn unfunny segments into funny segments, because he and his producers and his writers and everybody else won't do it. We do it here for him on The Zioli Show. So here is Elizabeth Warren and Stephen Colbert late night laughs.
An extremist United States Supreme Court a few years ago gutted the Voting Rights Act, but that all by itself just opened the door to restricting voting. Donald Trump, when he lost the election, he took millions of people down the dark hole of the big lie. And now we've got Republican state legislatures all around this country who are just trying to outdo each other to keep people of color from voting, to keep African Americans from voting, to keep Latinos from voting, to keep people who live on tribal lands from voting, to keep college students from voting. Anyone that they can identify that they think is likely to vote Democratic, they're doing everything they can to put restrictions in place so they won't be able to vote.
Now, before the gutting of the Voting Rights Act by the Roberts Court, that all would have had to go through the Justice Department for those nine states
That's
that
right.
had historically passed the most.
That's right.
Of these.
See, I love when they do this back and forth. It's like you know, it's like Lucy and Desi.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like a, you know, the two of them together as a team.
Yes.
I like that.
The team of Colbert and what? Did you notice, Rich? By the way, she mentioned tribal lands.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she's very familiar with
yes.
tribal lands,
yeah.
as you know.
Yeah, the tribal land bit is always
the tribal land bit kills. Yeah. I've told you this before. It kills.
A little more.
You can just do it without review. That's exactly right. And boy, have they gotten it on. They
oh, they've gotten it on. She's doing that again. I love it.
The they've gotten it on bit, right?
Oh man, here she's working blue.
I know. No, no. Well, it's late night.
It's there's, late night. What are you going to do? That's what happens.
Yeah,
you know?
There's less restrictions when you do late night comedy, Rich.
Thing they can to keep people from voting, to keep those votes from being counted, and to gerrymander with such surgical precision that an ever-shrinking minority of Republicans will actually control not only the state legislature, but also seats in Congress and ultimately distort the election for president of the United States.
There we go.
There you go. Very good stuff. Yeah. I love it.
Let's stick with Elizabeth Warren, shall we? She was on CBS this morning. This isn't Late Night Laughs. This is her. So in this clip, this is a 30-second clip. In this clip, she's making veiled threats at Democrats and also refuses to answer whether Joe Biden is up for the job. Got it?
Got it.
In this 30-second
clip. Standing by her man right here. I love it.
She throws a shiv at everybody in her party.
In 2024, should Manchin and Sinema be primary? We'll address that when we get past this week.
Oh.
Okay, let me ask you about 2024. Do you believe that President Biden is up for the job?
President Biden's running for re-election. I expect to support him.
That's not what he didn't ask that. Just for the record, not what he asked.
Wow. So, Manchin and Sinema, should they be primaried? We'll see after this week. Joe Biden is going to be the nominee, so I will support him. Wow.
Right. Amazing. Amazing. Well, I mean, he's the nominee, so there you go. You know what I mean?
Is that what they're...
I think that's what she... Yeah, okay. I think so. You know. They're
the nominee. Gotcha. Oof, man. Elizabeth Warren taking veiled shots. Let's go back to Jen Psaki.
And by the way, America's Mother-in-Law tomorrow night does a whole bit on Biden. She actually brings out a puppet. So.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm very excited for that at Parks. America's Mother-in-Law live on stage one night only. All right?
It's
wait till Baldini gets a hold of her, boy. I know. I'll tell you what. You know what I mean?
It's going to be great.
It's going to be beautiful.
CNN's Jeff Zelny is asking Jen Psaki, how voting rights failure is anything but a metaphor for Biden's first year in office?
That's a great question.
Even CNN taking shots at the president.
Heading into the president's press conference tomorrow on the eve of his one-year anniversary, he has long said that he would talk straight from the shoulder, I think is his words, to give an honest assessment of things. What is your honest assessment of the last year of the Biden administration? And how can the voting rights failure not be seen as some type of a metaphor for these challenges?
Well, I would say in terms of voting rights, his view is that it's never a good idea not to shoot for the moon with what your proposals are and what you're fighting for. And the alternative is to fight for nothing and to fight for nothing hard. And that sometimes, oftentimes, as you know, you've covered a couple of administrations, you don't get everything done in the first year. But what we feel good about, and this is why I brought some of these charts to show the contrast, is that coming into an incredibly difficult circumstance, fighting a pandemic, an economic, a massive economic downturn as a result, an administration that was prior to us that did not effectively deal with a lot of these crises, that there's been a lot of progress made. We need to build on that. The work is not done. The job is not done. And we are certainly not conveying it is. So our objective, and I think what you'll hear the president talk about tomorrow, is how to build on the foundation we laid in the first year.
Got it?
I think so. I think I got it.
Yeah.
Wow. I tell you what, things are just going great. And the foundation's laid. Granted, the foundation is not going to hold up the house, but we laid the foundation. That's the key, all right? Poured a lot of concrete.
Yep.
Did that thing, you know?
So,
did that thing.
You talked a lot, Rich, about the president's speech, his voting rights speech, as being, it, you know, partisan, dividing the country.
Yeah.
Jen Psaki sees it anything but that. And apparently he has no regrets about what he said in that speech.
I want to pivot back to voting rights, sure. Particularly the president's speech last week. I wonder if you can talk a little bit about how it came together, but also I wonder if you'll respond to some of the criticism about it, that it was too aggressive or divisive, and that, you know, some of the rhetoric that he used wasn't, you know, conducive to getting folks, you know, who are opposed on board.
Well, sorry, which piece did you want me to start with?
Whichever one is best for you.
Okay. Well, I would say first that, you know, the president delivered a powerful speech about the protection of people's fundamental rights in this country, which is their right to vote, the right to vote for anyone they choose, whether it is him or someone else. It was not a partisan speech. It was intended to lay out for the public exactly what's at stake and lay out for elected officials what's at stake. And he stands by everything he said in that speech.
Wow.
It was a beautiful speech. It was unifying and everything was great about it. That's why everybody loves the speech. Be quoted in speech class for years and years to come. You know, the part where he called everybody Bull Connor, Jefferson Davis, racist, Genghis Khan, I believe.
Genghis
might have thrown
Khan.
That out there as well, I think. Oh, man. Fantastic.
In Philadelphia, they passed a bill, I think it was back in October, where police officers can no longer stop cars for small infractions, right?
believe that's the case. Yeah. So, for example, what I do now, Greg, is I cover up my license plate. See, what I like to do is to make sure that the red light cameras can't see me by just covering up my license plate with a giant F Larry Krasner sticker. Because I know I'll never get pulled over.
It's true.
So, you know.
Well, just like everything is going swimmingly in Seattle, they have adopted this program in Seattle. And would you like to hear how it's going? Because Philadelphia will follow suit. This is the union leader Mike Sloan talking about how this is a giant social justice, a giant social justice experiment. Mike Sloan on Fox News yesterday.
It is our understanding that these are minimal offenses, but they still are the law in that city. So why is the intention then to now not have these laws addressed by the police that are on the streets there?
Hey, Sandra, thanks for having me on and highlighting this. What I see as a further degradation of public safety issues, and police officers are still being used as the body that sets the table for that social justice experiment. The problem is that police will be targeted because, number one, we were blamed for doing disproportional traffic stops is the reason behind this. I think really naive policy change on behalf of the Office of Inspector General. Mind you, in May, that same office wanted to cease all traffic stops. And now, since we push back really hard as a police union who stands up for their police officers, now they've brought it, to your point, to these minor violations. But I will further the point. The reason why this is being done is the naive approach about equity. The problem is the police will be blamed. They'll be disciplined if we conduct traffic stops. And it appears as if the police are the only ones that are standing up for law and order. Mm-hmm. If the politicians want change, don't do it at the police officers' hands. Change the law. Then police officers will follow the rule of law.
There you go.
Yeah, it's great.
Police officers will follow the rule of law. You know, I think what I'm going to start doing now, in addition to covering up my license plate, is just covering up my whole car, making it all black. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the Batmobile?
Yep.
Then there's no chance of them even getting me on camera. Maybe that's what I'm going to do. I like this idea.
Doesn't the Batmobile do like a, they put one of those like those shields over it so it can't, like nothing can, you can't, nothing can penetrate it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. That's exactly my point. I mean, look, you want to have some fun or not? You want to have fun or not, Greg? That's my question to you.
Yeah. I always right? want fun. Sure.
Of course you want fun. Yeah. We all want to live our lives and have a little bit of a blast. You know what I mean? Come on.
Dr. Scott Gottlieb was on, and he said that the this is in my opinion, this is good news. I know this is contradicting what Fauci said, because he said, what did Fauci say? There's going to be more variants that might be bigger or better or worse than, you know.
Well, he's rooting for him, that's for sure.
But Dr. Scott Gottlieb said that the Omicron, he thinks, is signaling the end of the pandemic. Not the
Gottlieb
end
Gottlieb said that?
Yes.
Gottlieb said that.
Yes.
Wow.
Meaning it's going to become, like what you said, it's going to become an endemic. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah. Just something we live with all the time,
of course,
you know?
Of course. It's never going to go away.
No. No. And by the way, our buddy, the Big Ragu 93, wants everybody to know, if you're looking for monoclonal antibody treatment centers, Bell Pharmacy, 1201 Haddon Avenue, Camden, provides Regenikov MAB. I hope I'm saying that right.
You
patients must be positive for COVID. Or high risk, over 65 and exposed to COVID positive individual, call 856-963-4742 for details. Bell Pharmacy. Thought that was a good public service announcement. There you go.
Cool. Scott Gottlieb yesterday.
Yeah, look, I think the base case is that this signals the end of the pandemic phase of this virus. It doesn't signal the elimination of this virus from human circulation. We're going to have to deal with this as a respiratory pathogen. But there's so much immunity in the population now between the big Delta wave that we have now, the Omicron wave, and vaccination as well on top of that, that you're hard-pressed to see how something can rip through the population with the same speed and efficiency that Omicron did, barring something really unconventional, getting a dramatic change in this virus. And we've now seen a lot of the diversity from this virus, a lot of the different ways that this virus can mutate. We've seen through these successive variations that we've incurred at this point.
Great news.
I think it's fantastic news. That should make us all very, very happy,
yes.
Right?
I like to bring, you know, there's a lot of bad news. There's a lot of, you know, these doctors come on and be like, this is terrible. Kids, right. You know. I'd like to bring a little good news because I think we're lacking that a little bit, especially with this stupid virus thing. That's
well, I think that you are very wise to do so. Thank you for doing that. We appreciate it very much.
Yes.
You know, because what we want to do is we want to be a little optimistic, right?
Yes.
I think so. It's important to do that.
Optimism.
Yes?
No, optimism is good.
Optimism.
Yeah.
Let's be optimistic.
Let's be optimistic.
Keep hope alive.
Keep hope alive. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in today. Omaha Steaks has some amazing, amazing specials right now going on. You know what I love to do to cheer up this time of year? I love great food. I love to grill it up. The other day, my sister-in-law was here from Hawaii. We grilled up those beautiful filet mignons, bacon-wrapped filet mignons. Made some chicken breasts for the kids, potatoes au gratin. You know what you do with those, too? You put a little bit of the Omaha Steak seasoning on the top of them, under the broiler for a couple minutes after they're cooked, or do the same thing with the caramel apple tartlets too. Amazing. Delicious food, healthy food, lots of protein, a lot of fish. Omaha Steaks has it all. And right now, when you use my name, Zioli, you put it in the search bar at the top of the page at omahasteaks.com, you're going to get 4 of their lean pork chops and 4 of their extra juicy chicken breasts for free when you order the Heartland Favorites Pack. Every order, backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee and delivered safely to your doorstep. So this is the time right now. Bring some friends and family over. Cook up some amazing food, delicious food, and warm up your winter with 50% off lean, tender steaks. Hearty, home-cooked favorites right from America's heartland with Omaha Steaks. And don't forget about the 4 free pork chops and 4 free chicken breasts with your order when you use my name, Zeoli, Z-E-O-L-I. And if you're a new customer, this is great. If you're ordering for the first time, just enter Zioli at checkout to get $30 off select packages. That's omahasteaks.com. There's a reason why Omaha Steaks are so delicious. First of all of this is made right in the United States of America. This is American-raised beef, American-raised pork and chicken, the fish. I mean, they've got the Alaskan salmon, all delivered safely to your door. So you can avoid the grocery store, get great food delivered right to your door, and you'll be super happy, too. And when you use my name, Zioli, you get the 4 lean pork chops for free. You get the 4 extra juicy chicken breasts for free. So do it today. OmahaSteaks.com, keyword Zioli.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.